Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with Paul Goldschmidt. As I say, the fans want to hear your voice. Who are you? You're mortal? Seems like every time the Giants see you, you're doing something special. What's the secret?
There's no secret. I mean, that's just how the game of baseball works. Sometimes you go out there and play well, and you know, sometimes the other team gets you, and you know, hopefully you'll get them more than they get you.
Where did you grow up? What was baseball like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Houston, Texas, so I lived there almost my entire life, and love playing baseball. There's, you know, very competitive down there with the warm weather and a big population. So I was fortunate to get an opportunity to play with the D-backs when they drafted me out of college. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a long career, but you never know what's going to happen.
No, you don't. But when you play the Giants, we know what's going to happen. It's usually something good for you. Are you old enough to remember the Astrodome?
Yeah, I went to a few games there when I was younger. You know, remember the new stadium now. But, yeah, I mean, Houston was my team growing up. I mean, all throughout high school, as a diehard Astros fan, and you know, once the D-backs drafted me, and you become more of a player than a fan, you know, you kind of move away from that. But they were definitely my team growing up.
So, what's your approach as a hitter? I mean, good power hitter, and look, coming up, scouts said, well, he can't do this, he can't do that, the swing's too long. You've certainly proven people wrong in the major leagues. What is your approach as a hitter? What do you do?
I think the easiest thing is just try to keep it simple. I mean, the more you start thinking and trying to think, whether it's mechanics or other stuff, you're going to get yourself in trouble. I just, you know, mechanically try to keep it simple. And then same thing when you're hitting, what pitches you're looking for, just look for a good pitch to hit and hit it hard, and hopefully they don't catch it.
Okay. Number 55 remembers that quite well. Obviously, Tim Lincecum, you seem to have a good view of him.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things I can't explain. Hopefully I'll keep it going, but you never know. I mean, this game is a crazy game. You know, there's some guys you'll have a lot of success off. Some guys you won't be able to even put a ball in play. And, you know, one guy you may be hot off of, and then all of a sudden you lose it. So, you know, he's an unbelievable pitcher. You know, multiple Cy Youngs, does a great job. You know, thankful I've been able to have some success, but we'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Paul Goldschmidt with us here. Paul, as you play in this West, and we see new players coming in with San Diego, Will Myers and people like that, you see the turnover in Colorado, the way they're playing. How do you assess it? How do you view this thing? Everyone looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tough division. I mean, we want to win. We want to go out there, and we need to play hard every night, but I mean, every game in this division is going to be tough. We've seen that. I mean, every game's been in our division so far this season. I mean, you win one game, and you got to show up the next day. It's another stud pitcher on the mound, and, you know, the other teams never give up. So, you know, whoever wins this division makes the playoffs. They're going to have a good shot in the postseason, because it's going to be a tough battle.
It seems like that's the way it goes. All right, college for you. Tell me about your college experience, where you went to, what you majored in, and what was college baseball like?
Yeah, you know, I went to Texas State University. They recruited me out of high school. I was, you know, there for 3 years until the D-backs drafted me. I was studying finance there, and I said D-backs drafted me, and you know, couldn't pass up an opportunity to continue or start my baseball career, and you know, just fortunate for the opportunity.
So what was the breakthrough for you? If I'm not mistaken, Mobile, I think, was that the big year? There was one breakthrough for you.
You know, I was pretty fortunate. I mean, there's always ups and downs. I had a pretty good year my first couple of years, and you know, got invited to big league camp. And I would say that was where I probably took the biggest step forward. And you know, didn't get that many ABs in camp, being a guy that had only played in A ball, but just learning from our veteran guys. We had guys like Willie Bloomquist and Xavier Nady and other guys like that that were you know, really mentors to me, even though I had never even been to Double A. And they took the time to talk to me, and you know, I was able to learn more in the almost 2 or 3 weeks I was in big league camp than really maybe the rest of my minor league career. And you know, went to Double A that year and got off to a really good start, and was able to get called up. And you know, I think my goal is just try to keep getting better every day and try to find a way to play well and help the team win.
Well, you seem to do it. And stats, do you know your stats? I mean, 100 RBIs or home runs, do you follow your stats at all?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a guy who looks at stats. You know, I actually make it a point to not look at them. Yeah. So you know, the stats, I know that's how you're judged. That's what this game's about, wins and losses, whatever your offensive stats are, or pitching stats. But, you know, for me, those are just going to be a distraction. Whether you're going good or going bad, you know, that's something that's happened in the past. You just want to try to focus on your next at bat or the next play on defense.
You get to see a ring ceremony, the Giants getting a World Series ring. Will you stand there and watch it?
Am I getting that opportunity? I mean, yeah, I think I would. I mean, everyone wants to be in the position they're in. I mean, the guys definitely deserve it. I mean, just such an unbelievable team, and you got a lot of respect for the way they go about it, how talented they are, and you know, it's definitely a congratulations, and hopefully we'll be doing the same soon.
Are you called a grinder at bat? Do you grind out those at bats, or do you say, hey, I'm getting that first big pitch I can hit, and I'm going to whack it?
I mean, I would hope to say a little bit of both. I mean, you never know when you're going to get a good pitch to hit. I mean, you want to be ready early on, but, you know, a pitcher makes a good pitch, or for some reason it goes to a deep at bat, you want to be able to, you know, win that bat late too. So I think just try to be ready from the first pitch. And but, you know, when that at bat goes long and longer and longer, you want to try to find a way on base. And so just a little bit of both. Just try to have good at bats. Maybe early, maybe late. Who knows what's going
to
happen.
Right, but you're not adverse to saying, hey, there's my pitch, the first pitch, I'm going to hit it.
No, I think if you've seen, if they're going to lay one in there, you know, sometimes you got to swing. So, you know, we got an aggressive team. I'm not saying you're going to commit to swinging first pitch no matter what or whatever it is, but. You know, you just try to be ready. It may be the first pitch. It may be the 10th pitch of that bat. It may be somewhere in the middle. And when you get it, you know, you want to try to hit it hard.
See, you can say 10th pitch of the at bat. Not many people can say that.
Well, it doesn't happen often, but I was just, you know, making the point that you never know when the pitcher's going to make that mistake. You know, it's tough. The pitchers out there are really good all around the league. And so it's always, tough up there trying to find a way on base. And so, you know, sometimes it has to be early, sometimes it has to be late in that bat, and, you know, any way to get on.
Well, whatever you do, it's kind of fun to watch. I know the fans in San Francisco, you hear the name and you say, boy, Paul Goldschmidt, you know something's going to happen after you say it, so I'm glad to have you on. Biggest challenge for you in the major leagues as a ball player? What's your biggest challenge?
I think, you know, just showing up every day. I mean, it's such a long season. You don't want to take any days off. You know, you take one pitch off, honestly, that could cost the team the game, whether it's defense or hitting. And so just try to show up mentally and be ready every single pitch. And it's really tough to do, but that's the challenge, what we're all trying to do.
All right, nice to have you on. The fans wanted to hear the voice of Superman against the Giants. That's Paul Goldschmidt. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.